Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Hey, and welcome everyone back to the channel. Here you are listening to Campfire Tales, if you're new, a channel that explores real disappearances, unexplained encounters, creepypasta stories, and the chilling space between wilderness and the unknown. Tonight, we travel to the wooded ridges of East Tennessee, to a place where the Appalachian foothills swallow trails the daylight alike. It's here, just outside of Oak Ridge, that a man vanished without a trace during a routine hike. No body, no gear, no evidence, except for one last text message. Tonight's drink we have Pure Leaf. It's beautiful, delicious. It's a black tea, not a green tea. Unsweetened. I know what you're thinking. Oh, it's so bitter, Zach. I can't do it. I need my sugar. Okay, sugar, hugga, booga. Okay, listen. If you're like me, pleasantly plump, but still sexy, the only way to do this is either get used to the bitterness or my secret is a nice juicy lime. I'm telling you, you don't need the sugar. All you need is the nice cut of this beautiful non-seeded lime, because lemons have limes. All you need is a lime. Don't bother with a lemon unless you want to worry about swallowing seeds, okay? Get yourself a lime and just squeeze it in there. Oh yeah. Just like that. Give it a good twist. Oh yeah, just like that. And then pop that bad boy in. Oh yeah, baby. It's like an orgasm in my mouth. And now we're ready for the story. A message that reads, I thought it was a deer, but it looked at me. This story is of Ethan Cole and the legend of the not deer. It was a clear October morning in 2021 when 34-year-old Ethan Cole parked his truck at the Roaring Fork Trailhead, a few miles outside of Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Ethan wasn't a rookie, okay, guys? Friends had described him as practically raised in the woods, worked at the local AMC movie theater in town, and was a weekend backpacker by choice. And he had hiked the same stretch of forest dozens of times, according to friends and family. On this trip, he had planned a simple day hike, 4 miles in, lunch by the creek, and back before sunset. I'm assuming now that this must have, taken place on the weekend, or obviously on his day off, right? If he worked at the AMC theater, more than likely he probably worked on the weekends. So, scratch that idea. He texted his girlfriend, Claire, that morning. Heading out now, be back by 5. That was the last normal text message she would ever receive from him. At 3:18 p.m., Claire's phone buzzed. It was Ethan. But this message, it wasn't like the others. It read, Claire, something's not right. I thought it was a deer, but it looked at me. It moved wrong. Big teeth, maybe. Don't come here. If I don't text you back, don't come here looking for me. And if you do, don't come alone. And then, nothing. No follow-up message, no call, no GPS ping. The cell signal died minutes later. When Ethan failed to return home that evening, however, Claire had called his friends, family, and nobody seemed to know any more than her. If anything, she knew more about his schedule than they even did. Now, she had to wait 24 hours before she could file a missing persons report with the sheriff. And after waiting the 24 hours, a full search and rescue operation was finally underway. Deputies found his truck still parked at the trailhead. His pack list, left on the dash, showed no red flags. He was carrying water, a first aid kit, trail mix, nothing heavy, nothing strange. For 3 weeks, over 80 volunteers scoured the woods. Helicopters flew thermal sweeps. Bloodhounds traced scented trails. Drones mapped creek beds and hollows. And they found nothing. No footprints beyond a half mile from the trail. No clothing, no torn fabric, no sign of a struggle. It was as if Ethan had just simply stepped off the earth. 3 days after Ethan vanished, a hunter named Thomas, Tom H., reported something unusual about two ridges east of the area. "I saw something moving just before dusk," Tom told investigators. "I thought it was a deer at first, but its legs were too long. It walked funny, not on four legs, but not quite upright either. And when it turned its head, its eyes reflected like a predator's. That's when I got the hell out of there." Tom refused to return to that area again, as far as I know. His story wasn't that unique, though. Over the next week, four more people reported strange sightings. Elongated silhouettes in the trees. Unnatural movements just out of flashlight range. All described the same exact thing. Like a deer, but not. The not deer is an Appalachian legend, a cryptid said to mimic the appearance of a white-tailed deer until it moves. According to local folklore, it walks on limbs too long for its body. It bends joints in impossible ways. Its face seems off. Its face seems off. The eyes too forward, the mouth too wide. Witnesses say it watches hikers, follows them silently, and then vanishes if approached.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Some say it's an involuntary throwback. Others believe it's something older, a shapeshifter from native stories, or an omen that appears before a person is taken by the woods themselves. Or is it a Wendigo? Yeah, I said it. What? And if so, what is the difference between the two? We already know that the Wendigo is a Native American cryptid from the Midwest region and parts of Canada, which has a never-ending hunger for flesh. It's known to mimic human voices to try and lure and trick people closer and deeper into the woods to, well, eat them alive, you could say. But what is the not deer? What does it have to do with it aside from having a similar appearance to the Wendigo? Are they the same creature, or are they two totally separate entity cryptids? No one could prove that either one truly exists, even though many people have accounted witnessing both of these cryptids in different areas of the country in Canada. But the people who have seen it swear they know the difference between a deer and something pretending to be one. Months pass. Ethan's case grew colder by the week. Search teams returned seasonally after rainfall, after snowmelt, hoping shifting terrain would reveal something. Nothing ever did, though. Investigators revisited the area with canine teams, but scent trails vanished nearly a steep ravine, one so overgrown it seemed impossible for someone to even navigate. There was no animal marks either. No signs of a fall. No body. Even the FBI's missing persons division, briefly consulted due to the unusual circumstances, admitted they had no working theory. But it's just weird to me. The message Ethan sent, short, frightened, specific, it never left Claire's mind, in reports. It moved wrong. Big teeth, don't come here. And even to this day, Ethan Cole is still listed as a missing presumed deceased. His family placed a small wooden cross near the Roaring Fork trailhead, just a few feet from where he had parked his truck originally. Some say he got lost, injured, and succumbed to exposure to the elements. Others believed that he was attacked by a predator that left no trace. And then there are those who believe that the woods themselves took him, or something in them did. Because deep in the Appalachians, beneath the quiet canopy of oak and pine, stories persist. Stories about eyes in the darkness, about things that walk on four legs, or two, or something in between. And about a creature that looks almost familiar, until it doesn't. Ethan's story is more than a missing persons case. It's a reminder that even the most ordinary trails can hide extraordinary secrets. If you venture into the Appalachians, keep your wits about you. And if you see something in the distance that looks like a deer, look again. I don't know about you. I personally think that this not deer is the main reason for Ethan's disappearance. There was no body, there was no blood, there was no fabric, there was no trace that he was ever there outside of his truck. He simply could have been abducted, but a grown man? That's kind of hard to say, especially when they found no tracks that were out of the ordinary. Honestly, it's one of those mysteries that may never be solved. But maybe one day it will. You've been listening to Campfire Tales. If you're new to the channel, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Leave a review on my Apple Podcast or Spotify titled Tales from the Dark Forest. Links for both of those will be in the description box down below. And share it with a friend who loves true and creepypasta mysteries and dark lore. Because you never truly know what's in the dark, in the woods, and right behind you. Have a good night, and cheers.